This focus on human beings, on people living here on the planet during the present time, was indeed both new and old. Throughout the Middle Ages, the Catholic Church was the most constant and largest social, cultural, and political force in the European continent. Throughout the Dark Ages, the focus was not on the present, but on the eternal future. During these times, your soul goal, should that be spelled S-O-U-L, your soul goal was not towards improving your existence here. Instead, the goal was centered on your final destination, on securing a place for your soul in the good side of the afterlife, heaven. Life was viewed as a test, a dress rehearsal for that big show to come. In order to pass this test, it was not necessary to be educated, to be rich, or to be satisfied with yourself or your place in society. Instead, suffering through hardship, poverty, and disease with grace would be rewarded hereafter. This focus did not vanish during the time of the Renaissance. However, the major Renaissance philosophy of humanism emerged. Humanism. H-U-M-A-N-I-S-M. Humanism. This philosophy of humanism taught that in addition to securing a good place in the afterlife, we should also work towards securing the best possible place for ourselves right here, right now. In addition to the spiritual, the secular was also emphasized. Secular. S-E-C-U-L-A-R. Secular. The last time in the West that the secular world was embraced and celebrated this much was during the classical era, the times of the ancient Greeks and the Romans. Therefore, the Renaissance men saw themselves as rebirthing classical cultures, hence the term Renaissance.